When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Man, you know, I love working with you guys because you wear all the swag I give you.
Oh, damn right. It's great.
It's awesome.
Well, it's really high quality stuff, and we also support the foundation in the process of putting it on. So
that's Jerry's wearing one of our Flag and Anthem pullovers.
Damn yeah. right.
Al's worn this sweet. One a couple of times. He's got a new one on today, too. Yeah,
you're wearing one today, too?
Yeah, look
I
at
sure
that.
Am.
Oh, man.
Eddie's the only one who's not with us, shockingly, again.
Well, you know, that's Eddie.
I've got my one of my Hungerthon t-shirts.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's coming up, too.
It is.
Yeah. Ryan Hurley's first Hungerthon.
By the way, Jerry, I got a text from a buddy of mine who's watching us today. This big Columbia guy.
Nice.
And watching your show today, Jerry Recco is a very good guy. And we loved him with his Columbia broadcasting roots.
Well, that's very nice.
And he wants me to say hi for him.
What's up?
And he's down in Florida right now getting ready for some winter golf.
Oh, yeah.
So are we.
Sounds good.
That's yes. great. Tell him thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, what do you think, man? Jose Iglesias, Candelita, very joining cool. us at the Paramount.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to meet him. He seems like such a great guy, too. And he's going to do the performance with his dancers.
How do we top this in March?
I don't know if we're. I don't know if we're.
I'm kidding.
Stop. Just, okay. just one thing at a time.
I'm wound too tight.
You I'm just wound had too tight someone about call. This. It was
I know.
A joke.
I know.
What I want to do, if we're doing something else next year, and I know we'll do our Memorial Day show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That weekend, that Friday before Memorial Day, I would love to try to recreate that boat party scenario that we had. That was
down the Jersey Shore.
Whether it be Jersey or Long Island, I think, you know, since we always seem to be going to Jersey, and then I know you guys are coming to Long Island for the Paramount show, but, I mean, that, to me, was one of the best things we've ever done.
Yeah, I loved it. It was just, there was a lot of...
That was a lot of work, wasn't it?
It was a lot.
Much like with the way we launched Kevin Burkhardt's career, that's where we launched Jordan Davis's career.
Yeah. I mean, the insurance and all the things that we have to go through. And there was a lot of, I'm not going to tell Boomer about this because I don't want to annoy him stuff during that time.
I just want to show up and have a good time.
Exactly.
Man.
It was just, I loved it. It was one of my favorite days. I got so many great pictures of me, you, and Leon Seidler, and Jordan Davis meeting him, and it had a lasting impact with that relationship.
That was coming out of COVID and everything. That was awesome.
We could only sell X amount of tickets because of the restrictions New York had, and it was just, yeah.
But we had to get the politicians all lined up and everything. You know, that's not easy. But they all came around in the end.
No, they did.
They realized how popular it was going to be and how much fun it was going to be.
Indeed.
And nobody got hurt. Everybody had a great time.
That's right. Absolutely.
Look at you, man.
Yeah,
Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
That doesn't even look like you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm like a shapeshifter, Jerry.
Well, that everything, even the hair.
Look at how much fun everybody was having.
It was awesome. It was throwing footballs. Eddie was launching those footballs. I was shocked at his arm. It was amazing. And there's the Suffolk County police boats, Al throwing the footballs. Yeah, it was something else, man. It was August 13th, 2021. It was hot as hell that day.
It was.
But the great Joe D, there he is. Look at him.
There he is, hanging out.
That was great. So anyway, all of that in the past, what we may do in the future. But what's the present is Boomer and Geo Live at the Paramount Friday, November 22nd. And we just announced that Jose Iglesias will be there as a part of the meet and greet and also perform Oh My God with his dancers on stage. And there's still some tickets available, both regular tickets and VIP tickets. And of course, the VIP ticket includes that meet and greet and plenty other of great prizes. So Ticketmaster.com, type in Boomer and Geo, make sure you're going through there. There's a lot of secondary sites and stuff you get wrapped up in. But if you just go to Ticketmaster, type in Boomer and Geo, you will find it in the search bar. It'll be right there. Get your tickets. It's going to be the biggest one yet. All right. Jerry Recco is back with us with another update. What's up, Jerry?
That just hit me. That's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We are also brought to you by ServPro, cleanup, restoration, and construction. Visit ServPro.com. We've heard, you know, the game tying, or what could have been the game tying, or go-ahead touchdown from the Bengals all morning. Here was one of the big ones from Cincinnati and their loss last night to Baltimore, as heard by Horton Lapham.
Burrow back to throw. Guns it deep downfield. Chases open. Catches at the 30. Middle of the field. 10. 5. Touchdown. 70 yards as Ja'Marr Chase is putting on one of the great shows in Bengals history.
Yeah, you could say that. He had some night and they lost. 11 catches, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oof. That 70-yarder also had a 67-yarder where he just kind of ran right past the Ravens defense.
What are they doing?
Watching.
Don't they see a guy in white, black, and orange just going flying down the middle of the field?
It was really something. And then
and you would think that would be one of the most important guys that you'd want to pay attention to.
You would think.
Yeah. Pretty obvious. Like, hey, there's number one out there. Let's make sure he doesn't beat us.
He also had the 5-yard touchdown late, and then they go for 2 to try and take the lead with about 40 seconds to go. This was Ravens radio.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. And with 38 seconds left to play, the haze in the barn.
And that was Jerry Sandusky with the call there on Ravens
radio. Let me ask you a question. I don't play fantasy football anymore, Jerry.
Neither do I.
These numbers by Ja'Marr Chase yesterday.
Nuts.
Got to be a huge, huge number for fantasy.
No, of course. I mean, and Joe Burrow as well. But you know what? You said D's and you said nuts there. Did you realize that?
That's
you
true.
Went D's numbers, and then you went nuts. And all I heard was D's nuts. Yeah, it's hard to get away from D's nuts.
Well, hey, hope.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Hold on for a second. Already. Phil and Josh and Carmel, what's happening?
It's John from Carmel. How you doing, guys?
What's up, John? I'm sorry, yeah. Okay.
I think we should do, Phil Simms should be at the Paramount and do Oh My Gosh with Candelita.
You know what?
What do you think?
That is a great idea, Josh.
Oh My Gosh.
Oh My Gosh. Oh My Gosh.
Oh My Gosh.
Papaya Wild Blueberry. Oh My Gosh.
I do it.
Balance of Nature is for me.
Oh My Gosh.
Oh,
that
my
is a
gosh.
Great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to explain that to Jose Iglesias. So we've got this 70-year-old former quarterback who does these supplement commercials.
That's pretty funny, though.
Well, I think we should get one of the commercials and play it on the big screen and have Phil come out and do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I do it.
I do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty funny. Well, Phil will be in Germany where the Giants are going to play the Panthers this weekend.
Phil.
Yes. Here's not Phil, but Malik Nabers' expectations.
I heard it's a pretty good scenery. You know, I know they got a lot of huge fans that's out there, so I'm excited to see what our fan base look like when we get out there.
Well, we shall see. Here's Daniel Jones.
What he's going to see, he's going to see a million different uniforms, like jerseys, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here is Daniel Jones.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to go over there. The one experience I have to look back on is the London trip and just, you know, how much energy and excitement there was in that stadium.
Giants are 3-0 internationally, by the way.
Just don't play at MetLife Stadium. They got a chance.
Just let them play out of Jersey. They'll be fine.
It is pretty crazy. Sunday, the Jets are in Arizona. I'll call this the FS1 segment because we have played the James Jones audio all week.
Yes.
Where he point blank said Dak Prescott quit on the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So then we got word that the hamstring tendon was torn partially off the bone. And so yesterday on FS1 on the facility, as they call it, here was Jones.
Now that I know the severity of the injury and it being off the bone, my bad. Because I did jump the gun. I did not have the reports. I did not know the injury. I'm going off of my experience with the injury, my experience of how it happened, all that. Now I know the severity of the injury. Mine wasn't off the bone. All right, Dak Prescott, you seen my tweet? James, my bad.
All right, there you go.
My bad.
So it was an apology. He gave him an apology.
Yes, he did. And I guess he tweeted an apology, but they said, leading into that, if you did it on TV, you got to apologize on TV. The tweet's not enough. And so they did that there.
That's the facility.
And then that's the facility. The
facilitators.
And then you guys were talking about the Brian Branch, you know, all these penalties. You were talking about the Brian Branch penalty.
The one in Detroit in Green Bay.
Correct.
Yes.
Where he was ejected as opposed to it just being a 15-yard penalty. So I take you to the breakfast ball on FS1. Danny Parkins has an idea on how to change things up in terms of the NFL and how to deal with such situations.
Oh. Because I normally don't steal ideas from the world of hockey.
All right.
But hockey, another violent sport, has figured out the idea of a penalty box.
I like the penalty box.
Okay, right?
The
penalty box is kind of fun. Yeah. Brian Branch and Puka Nacua should have been in the penalty box. Now, you don't play 11 on 10. Your backups have to come in. 15-yard penalty, and you have to sit out a drive.
What do you think?
I got to be honest. I don't think it's terrible.
And his point was, so like the Puka Nacua, he gets ejected for kind of swinging. It wasn't that big of a deal, and we're ejecting guys.
Yeah.
And even the play, like the Branch play, we see it every week in the NFL. Yeah, you might get a flag, but to be ejected?
All right, I think that because the reason why the penalty is so severe is because the NFL wants to have this emphasis on player safety and the concussions and everything else. If a player thinks, hell, all I'm going to have to do is sit in a penalty box and then my backup play is like a quarter, then I'm just going to be spearing them effers all over the place. That's my consequence, is I sit in a penalty box and drink some water and watch my backup go out
there. How about this? Penalty box, big fine as well.
Yeah, if the players don't like the fines.
They also don't like getting hit in the head. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
All right,
I'm against the penalty box.
The penalty box is out. Fair enough. Yeah. What else here? The Knicks are home for the Bucks. Milwaukee not out to a great start. They're 2-6, but they won last night. The Nets are 4-4. They're in Boston. Remember we talked about the Warriors beating the Celtics the other night and that Jason Tatum played well, but Jaylen Brown didn't play. He's been injured. So Joe Mazzulla was asked about that yesterday.
Have you been able to talk to Jaylen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talked to him every day.
What were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
Do you have any sense if that's going to linger for a while?
The mumbling or the injury?
Both.
Oh.
Guys, all right.
First base.
Pretty much.
This is what happens when you win a championship.
You can do what you want.
You can do what you want, say what you want, act any way you want.
Now, that is very true. Speaking of hip, I don't know if this was a ball sack sports situation or not. Did Keith Hernandez have hip replacement surgery? Did you see that online?
I saw that somebody sent a tweet to us and said that he was getting a replacement hip surgery, but okay. I didn't try to confirm it. You want me to try to confirm
now? I can send well wishes if that is the case. I didn't know if it was true or not. That's all.
Yeah, that what they've been able to do with that hip replacement is crazy. And the only reason I know this is because of what Spike went through and how he was like walking.
Unbelievable. Like,
6 hours later or something silly.
Even Joe B.
Yeah, he had two of them done.
Yeah, not bad. Sabres beat the Rangers 6-1. The Devils over the Canadiens 5-3. And the Islanders a 4-2 win over the Senators.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.